Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were instructed that we should regularly examine ourselves to see if we are living according to the will of God. Let's continue with that message today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, we read in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 and 23. When your life is what it ought to be for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when you've given Him full control of your life as a Christian, you're in His Word, you're meditating on His Word, you're being the witness you ought to be, you're obeying the commandments of the Lord, and you're wanting to please Him. You're walking with Him. Then what you'll grow is the fruit of the Spirit, like a lamb grows wool. That fruit will manifest itself in your life. So examine yourself, as we read in 2 Corinthians 13. Examine yourself, see whether you be in the faith. Does say mean to see if you're saved? It's the idea to see if you're living according to the Word of God. Examine yourselves. Are you living according to the Word of God? If not, don't expect to hear "well done" when you appear before Him, even though you're saved. Don't expect to have a crown to lay at His feet. Don't expect to rule and reign with Him. Expect to be there if you're saved, but don't expect necessarily that you'll be ruling and reigning with Him. Because there will be a counting of the loss of reward that had already been laid up, but did not live for it. So again, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. So, if you're going to be wise, you're going to fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Learn to hate what God hates. Ask yourself about all these things. Look, I've been pastoring now for years, and here I'm in my 70s now, and I'm into my 70s, 73 years old, just about. Now, I will be in August of this year, but, you know, when I think about all those things, and just the experience of the years of working in church, ministries, and so forth like that, pastoring for so many years, as I look back, you got to hate what God hates. The evil way, the forward mouth. What happens? Well, he says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. When we don't hate those things, we lack the fear of the Lord. I had one man in my first church that nobody would know who this is, so I don't mind telling this story. But he was not just in adultery on his wife. He had two women, and I ended up being the one to have to talk with both those women in both cases. They thought, well, he only loves me. Well, he's not leaving your wife, his wife for you, is he? And, of course, he had the line, you're the only one I've ever loved, but can't leave you. My kids will not respect you, and your kids will not respect me. And, you know, and ladies, if you're out there, that's an old line. That is an old, old, old line. And men that tell you that, they don't respect you. Oh, they treat you nice, but they don't respect you. And I can tell you that now. So, I told him, I says, your problem is you don't fear the Lord. Oh, I fear God. I fear God. Sometimes I'm afraid you're going straight to hell. Well, listen. He may strike you dead. The truth of the matter is, you're doing those things, you're going to keep doing them. You don't fear the Lord. Could the Lord strike you dead? Yes, he could. You know what? I'm not a snake handler. I don't even want to touch garden snakes, okay? But when you think about it, somebody that doesn't like snakes, that's afraid of snakes, that my only idea about snakes is to get a shotgun and make sure you hit it, and with a shotgun, that spreading stuff, make sure it's all good metal stuff in there, and it kills the snake. That's my idea of how to handle a snake. Now, I just don't like snakes. Hate it. So, don't expect me to touch a snake. A live snake. All right, there's a fear. Well, if you fear the Lord, you won't do those things. But if you'll do those things, then you really lack in your fear of the Lord. And you're only lying to yourself, and the only one that's believing it is yourself. Now, he says in verse 14 there of Proverbs chapter 8, you say, why? Man, we're not in Titus chapter 2, are we? And I says, no, we're not in chapter 2, but we're reading these verses because of what we're reading here in verses 11 through 14 of chapter 2. Okay, now, verse 14 of Proverbs chapter 8. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Remember those things that we were talking about just earlier? Wisdom and understanding. He says, wisdom is mine and sound wisdom. Okay? Counsel is mine. Your counsel comes from the Lord. There are people getting $50, $100 an hour to give you counsel. When their counsel, maybe some good things there, but your best counsel is going to come from the Lord. What you got to do is ask the Lord to let the Holy Spirit teach you and give you understanding in how to do it, and you be whatever the Lord saith, I'll do. You're not going to have God's counsel. It won't mean anything to you if you don't have the attitude of that. When you search His Word, Lord, whatever you say, I'll do it. If you want me to stop doing something, I'll stop. If you want me to do something, I'll do it. So, he says, counsel is mine. Sound wisdom. I know the right and wrong. I know the just judgments as to action. He says, I am understanding. I've got discernment. I've got perception. Then he says, I have strength. So if we want that from God, then we need to have the fear of God, which our salvation teaches us. It will show if we are truly looking for the appearing of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that could come at any moment. And knowing that the Lord could appear at any moment, to know that He could rapture us, and it would happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Oh, Revelation, behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him. Oh, my goodness, what a time that is going to be. We find out that the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Oh, what a day that'll be. But 1 John 2:28 says, at that day, some that's talking about saved people are going to be ashamed. Some are going to have comfort. They're going to have confidence at His appearing. You see, as a Christian, you say, well, man, we're all wanting the Lord to come. Yes, we do. I mean, it's going to be better. Anyway, it's going to be better, but keep this in mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 tells us this. It tells us that on that day, that the hidden things of darkness and the counsels of the heart will be made known. Now, What are those hidden things of darkness? Those are sins in your life that you kept hid, that nobody knows about. Now, there are some things that you do. It's sin, and you get it right with God. Nobody else knows about it. You get it right with God. But man cheats on his wife. A wife cheats on her husband. And they stop it. They're not going to do it anymore, but they don't make it right with the Lord. The hidden things of darkness will be made known one day. The intents of the heart will be made known one day. You know, as a preacher, and your pastor can tell you the same, and preachers all across this country that if they're true to the word can tell you the same. They get falsely accused. They get falsely accused of things. And when you say, no, that's not, yes, you do. And then you say, well, give me the proof. Well, I don't have proof, but I know it's true. Okay. You know, then I'm a fool if I stand there and argue with that. Okay. But what I'm saying is that those things will be revealed. And that person didn't make it right, say, with that preacher. That lady didn't make it right with her husband. She thought, well, if I tell him about that, or he says, if I tell her about this, oh my goodness, it's going to hurt them so badly. Yeah, they got a good marriage, a finished life, a good marriage, but they didn't tell, they didn't ask for forgiveness. So guess what? They're in heaven. And when the hidden things of darkness are made known, it doesn't mean just your spouse. Hell no. If you got children, your children are going to know it too. So the hidden things of darkness are made known. The counsels of the heart are made known. You know, I had a high school reunion, my 20th high school reunion, and that's been, I mean, I've been out of high school for over 50 years, so, but the 20th high school reunion, I went there with one purpose. I got in touch with some kids I knew that were Christian kids, and they got us to church where I could preach. Boy, I tell you what, when we had that reunion day, I stayed in there and talked to them, invited them to come to that thing and all this other stuff. They started to, all of a sudden, bring out the alcohol and turn on the dance music. Grabbed my wife and walked out of there and said, okay, night's over for us. So we did that, but a lot of people came to church that Sunday. And I got to give the gospel, but also stood up there and said, you know, when I was in high school, I was a bad Christian. You know, just told them about sometimes my language, sometimes other stuff, you know. And even told them one of the incidents that I did. And in other words, I was letting them know that I'm not only not perfect, but I want them to know that I'm so sorry for that sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.